grab you.
Again, you doing all right?
Yep, doing well. The road's dry.
Roger, I got a ton of fog over here.
But, not nothing to complain about. Man, almost saw a wreck.
Careful out there. Man, I got some thick fog over this way. Probably can only see maybe a quarter mile.
I'll get it when I get to Highway 20. Yesterday.
Too bad yesterday. Kind of an average day, I guess you could call it. How about yours?
Average, it wasn't too bad. Report was simple, nothing to really report out about. You know, the line was, both the lines that had a problem, they were down for 5 days, just in scheduled downtime.
After that, well, that's good. No surprises or nothing like that. So that's always a good day. Just try to keep it mellow and moving forward.
Getting a quiet day today. I'm not seeing anything on the horizon yet. So, but the day's young.
There's always opportunity out there. Well, I almost got my chicken coop done. Just got another. Probably a good solid half a day's worth of work to go, but I might head back down there maybe tomorrow night and do some more work on it and then bring it home Saturday.
Not your brother-in-law's?
What's that?
That predator's around your house going to get into your chicken coop, Dean.
You know, we've actually had, we've had a black bear in our neighborhood, we got deer that come on through every once in a while, which they won't mess with the chickens, but, you know, we've got another family in our little, neighborhood area that has got, chickens as well, and theirs runs around in their yard, so, I think I'd be all right.
We got several large hawks, and then I got three raccoons. That's the one that's going to get you if he's around there. It's the raccoon. He'll figure out how to get in there for sure.
I gotta go pick up a couple extra materials probably today, and a couple of it'll be some chains for locks and that kind of stuff. So we're going to try to make it where it's not the easiest thing in the world to get into.
These are friendly where you can get in there, right?
Which is coming along. It's coming along real nice. So it should be pretty user accessible when we're done. And then we'll see how the chickens like it, I guess.
Pretty grown, or you got to get them from chicks?
I don't have any yet. I'm going to try to find some that are already grown. Just pick some of those up.
They got a company in town called, Rent-A-Chicken, and they'll bring you out a little coop and the feed and three chickens already laying in that, and then you can, do it for a trial, see if you like it, and then if you like it, you can adopt them.
No idea somebody was doing that. That's a fantastic business model right there. That's a good idea. No, I didn't know that.
Get the chicken. I guess it's for the urban people that, you know, think they might want them, and then after you get buy all the stuff, and then after, you know, 3 or 4 months, you decide you don't want it anymore, and you already got all this stuff invested, so you can just rent it, and they bring all the stuff out, and then you can see if you like it.
Bad idea at all. That's pretty neat. I'll have to check them out and just see if they just sell some chickens, too. I just got on Craigslist last night for about 5 minutes just scrolling through, so I'll find me something.
You say, I'm only going to get four. Four is the limit, and then pretty soon you turn around and you got a dozen.
No doubt about that. But I guess they'd have to figure out their own sleeping arrangements then, because they'd be on their own past that point. Hit it off?
Yesterday for a little bit, he'd already made it to the house about, I don't know, 20 to 6, about the time he popped on, and Mike popped on about 10 seconds after you signed off.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, pretty sure Mike's off today, but just another wild Tuesday ahead of us, I guess.
Your truck's always late coming from Knoxville, so it looks like they're going to switch it back to Gastonia. They're tired of it being late all the time.
I don't blame them one bit. I'd be fed up with it.
AM.
KK4POT.
KN4TFW.
I am leaving for Pennsylvania right now with a load.
That rain?
Really yesterday. I really don't want to see it again.
It's already getting into Virginia. It should be gone by the time you get there. You'll just see the aftermath.
Got off yesterday morning in Florida and drove all the way up here, so imagine how much rain I saw.
On high the whole time, right?
It took me 5 hours and 20 minutes to go from Atlanta to here.
That really slowed you down.
Something kind of runs each week, Daniel, or is it always something different?
What up? A load of trailers.
Your destinations.
20 or 30 of the same places, and probably like 5 of them all very, very, very regular ones.
What's that?
This one goes to Tennessee. I take that run all the time. This one that I'm taking is one of many that go to Pennsylvania. I go to Pennsylvania at least once or twice every single week. I'm about tired of that state. I go up there so much. I go to Pennsylvania more than any other state, I think.
Pennsylvania.
Bedford. But I go all over all of Pennsylvania. Sometimes I take other roads, so this time I'm taking, hold on a second, I'm taking 26 to 81 to 77, Route 19 to 79, 79 to 68.
Hurry up through there, going up through Virginia, and that is pretty. But I got stopped there a bunch of times, you know what I mean, with a lot of heavy traffic and construction.
You be careful out there, Daniel. I'm going to hop out of here as I'm rolling up to work. Have a good trip, and I hope it's productive for you there. Ken, have a fantastic day today, and stay safe, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. 7-3s, everybody. KK4POT.
Yeah, 7-3, Tim. Have a good one. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
KK4PS, TKG4WDM. Me talk to you in a long time. Glad to hear you on here. I miss hanging out with y'all on the radio. 73KJ4WDM.
So have a awesome ride. It should be dry going up that way now. I saw the rain was all the way up to Raleigh and headed more to the east side of Pennsylvania, but by this evening it should be clear of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm heading to western Pennsylvania, so at least it's not eastern Pennsylvania.
Our sister plant's over in the eastern Pennsylvania. I always hated it when I went up that way. It'll be a two-day run for you.
Yeah, I got a million gear changes to do.
Yeah, I was guessing they didn't give you one of those automatics. Since I drove one of those, I bet it was probably 81 last time I drove one of those.
It's a good old Eaton Fuller 13-speed compared to a Cat C15 V8 turbo diesel.
the one I had was a 425 Caterpillar. Into the transmission to make it pull better or do something, because the 12th and 13th was forward instead of back.
I have 13 forward gears. I technically actually have more than that, because a low range has 5 gears, and then high range, they calculate off of it using 4 gears. It still has all 5, using 4 gears, and all 4 of those gears have low and high as well, because it splits the axle. It changes the gear ratio there. So technically I have 15 forward gears. And I have 2, I might have 3, I don't know. I have at least 2 reverse, because I have reverse low, reverse high, but I bet that splitter works, making it up to 3 in the reverse. Not that I need a double high in reverse, because I don't need to be going that fast backwards. But I'm sure it would work. So I have probably up to 15 forward and 3 in reverse.
Yeah, I don't know what they did, but that thing had run about 110.
But absolutely, without a second thought, it doesn't have a governor on. One of my other trucks has a 10 speed, and it has a governor at 70 miles an hour. This one does not.
Any fast enough?
Go any faster than that.
Yeah, I'm running into some heavy fog over here and over by the hospital. And that's, you be careful today riding up through there. It'll probably be foggy when you get up North Carolina.
It will.
Doesn't system on that thing where it just tells you where to turn?
Doesn't, but my brain tells me where to go because I've been up here enough times.
Yeah, I guess that's right. It tells you where you need to stop at, too, for a rest break.
Sonic Wall, because this is a 2006 truck. And that thing will fuss at me like there's no tomorrow.
My day, you'd see a lot of trucks parked on the side of the interstate on the on-ramps and that, but, man, they won't hardly let you do it anymore.
There's so many trucks out there, they still tend to do that. The Highway Patrol is too fond about that idea.
I went the other day to my daughter's house in Kentucky. Half of the rest stops were being rebuilt or closed up.
Going on. Hold on a second. 4 gears. AJ, 4WZM.
What are you doing? Headed up 25 into North Carolina? KN4 TFW.
From 276, I'm taking 11 over to 25. So I got just a few minutes on 11, and then I'll be on 25. And I have 4 gears there again.
I'll climb up that hill.
I don't have a good signal from there on out. I can make it in, but it's gonna be all broke up. I'll make it in and out throughout all of Asheville, and after that it'll be gone. But it won't sound too good when I do come in. It'll be hit or miss.
A little while on I-40, you know, when you make that turn at Asheville and headed west. I've caught the repeater a few times, but after that, it, like you said, it's pretty rough to get into it.
26 all the way at the 81 near Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, I forgot they completed that 26. You never did have to go up that 23, did you? 2319 there on the side of Asheville.
You know that I found this out recently, that that is a backup to I-40 when that turns into a disaster.
The only way you get up there to Johnson City was to 26 ended. You had to get off and take that 1923. And man, that's terrible on a truck. I got almost to the top in my pickup truck, and it was snowing, and there was a tanker was crossways in the road. I had to turn around and go back down the bottom of the hill and wait for him to get clear to get up to the top.
Down in the snow and ice when it does that, it's always super fun. I have a four-wheel drive vehicle.
And your four-wheel drive, it probably is terrible in that truck.
Getting forward to it. They don't have good tires on this truck. They have good tires on one of their three trucks, so that truck doesn't have all of its paperwork finished. They recently bought it, so it can't go on the road yet until the paperwork's done.
Is that you carry with you in the wintertime?
What?
I said you got chains hanging off of the back of the tractor so you can put them on in the wintertime?
Hold on a second. Lots of gear. Going on a 25. Long.
You always leave out in the mornings, or you ever leave out in the evening?
I'm going downhill. 4WZ.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you started all your runs in the morning, or if you ever left out in the evening time.
So sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night.
You ought to be about getting to that long hill, aren't you?
Downhill right now, and I'll probably lose you from here on out. So if I can't make it back in, this is KJ4WZM, and I'll say 73, so I'm going to try to make it back in once I get on top of the hill.
73, Daniel, and you have a good drive and stay safe, and hope to catch you another morning, KN4TFW. KN4TFW.
I'm going to clear out of here for now. I'll try to hit it later. But this is KJ4WZM. I'll be clear for now.
Drive safe. KN4TFW.
For a little while at the top of the hill. Museum.
To the top.
I'm at the top.